Dear friends, fellow colleagues, our beloved community, hello and welcome at the third Integral European Conference. Thank you. So I would like to introduce my colleague, Barbara von Maibaum from Germany, with whom, give a big hand to Barbara. Barbara is a professor of political sciences, a deep knowledge of societies, politics, integral stages, postmodern thinking, traditional academic thinking, and she is a psychotherapist, and she is a constellator. So we have a great scholar mind with a great skilled leader of consciousness. So it's going to be our delight to guide you through the conference.
And it's a delight for me to be here and to be with you. And when I came here in the bus on Monday, we have been people from Mexico, from Mozambique, from Cairo, from the United States, from Germany, and from Poland. In
wow.
One bus.
Yes. So, my name is Ben Zaganti, and I'm also a psychologist. And the design that governs the Integral European Conferences has also something to do with that. So the conference is partly a place to meet people, to share information, but partly a transformational space. Because we therapists and group leaders, mostly group therapists, we have a skill in how to navigate consciousness and how to navigate the collective consciousness, not only through speeches, but through creating situations, creating ceremonies, creating events. So partly what's going to happen with us is what is obvious, lectures, workshops, etc. But partly the structure of the conference and the communal events in the evening are also very important in the IEC experience and what we would like to communicate and induce as an experience. So I will tell you more later, but now I think we should invite the musicians. What do you think, Barbara?
Yes, I think that's a good idea, because music is the language of the heart. And so we interwove music into the whole program, and just this is the first taste.
So may we introduce our dear musicians. Jennifer, Gabor, for now. Okay.
It's a great privilege to be here in this constellation also of the world, as Barbara said, the miracle of nations and the symbols are symbolic representation of it. And I stand here also as a South African who's living in Sweden, and the beautiful intuitive language that music bridges between our separations. So it's a great, great privilege for me to enter this space, open space of deep listening and the channel of song that seeks to sing with Gabor and with you, because your listening is also creating what comes. This is an invocation.
Thank you so much. So, I invite my technician to put up the slide that we need for the next presentation.
You don't have to listen to it, but if you want to hear what
Thank you.
That's fine.
So, some words for opening, conference opening. I have approximately 15 minutes in which I would like to transmit some ideas to you, some invitations. And let's start with defining IEC or understanding what is this where we are. It's a conference that we hold every 2 years on the European continent. And IECs are a huge social catalyst with a mission based on integral principles. So let me talk about these principles. Con means together, ferens means bringing, like think of fairy that brings people. So basically, conference means simply that we bring people together. And I'm thrilled to see that it has been successful. You guys are here. But what will we do when we bring people together? Let's have a look at it through integral lenses. For this, I'm not going to go into details of the theory right now. Just I'd like to give you some clues. what do people do together in a conference, first of all, I'd like you to know that the Integral Conference has a central pole, and that central pole is Ken Wilber's integral theory. And Ken Wilber has different phases in his life of writing and theorizing. Let's see how this control works. So in the, I call it the heroic phase of Ken, when he was at one of his peaks of his writing, and he still is in a peak of another phase of writing, of course, was this model where he divided development into 10 stages. And typically, we are dealing in this conference, and where the evolutionary transition is going from stage 5 to 6 to bring down or enact or embody or anchor to the world the integral stage of consciousness and somewhat to the early transpersonal psychic. In another phase of theory, Greg, you need to help me, please. Yes? Also, spiral dynamics appeared in Ken Wilber's work. Here you see beige, purple, red, blue, orange, green, yellow, and turquoise, the spiral colors. And in a later phase in Wilber's work, he himself put colors to the stages. That's why we have another color scheme. Color scheme, infrared, magenta, red, amber, orange, green, teal, turquoise. By the way, have you noticed that there are lights on the walls all throughout the lobby? These are exactly the Wilberian colors that you see. So we used it also as a design to decorate the conference. Okay, here is another version of this. And all of these charts are on the notice board. So if you are not familiar with the theory, you are welcome to go to the notice board just in front of the entrance of this hall and have a look at it, or make a photo with your iPhone and study it. This is Wilber cum Slatis, when Wilber and his colleagues discovered that stages and states of consciousness is better to be separated as two axes. Then this model was created. And then the term growing up and waking up came into the picture, along with cleaning up. I'm sure you are going to hear a lot about that in the different sections. But basically, growing up means that growing up on the stages of developmental, personality developments, we call it structure stages, or working out your meditational practices up until full enlightenment to non-dual realization, that would be waking up. Here I created in 2012 a version based on the Wilber cum Slatis for an integral psychotherapy and an integral group practice. You can also have a look at that on the notice board. So, what do we do when we bring people together? In a typical Orange Wilber Stage 5 conference, people talk, talk, talk. We call it the talk, talk, talk conference. Because people's identity is identified with the rational mind, and this is what happens in modernity. In a typical early level stage green gathering, people want to experience, and they say, no talk, talk. No talk, talk. We change conferences and we do just experiential processes. We unconference, basically. We come together to unconference. We want nonverbal things and we nonverbal. We want to exercise right brain, here and now, being, because the identity shifts from the mind to being self. Maslow's hierarchy, the being needs. I want to be here and now. I'm tired of talk, talk, talk. I just want to connect. I want to have deep experiences. I want to have deep dives. This is postmodernity. And in late stage six, the centauric self, the integral self, the teal self, the yellow self in spiral dynamics, people experience and talk. both, right? Isn't that simple? Because the identity shifts to the whole self, and your whole self has a verbal part and a nonverbal part. The two hemispheres are united, and we call this phase post-postmodern, what came after postmodernity, or people who did postmodern developed further, next stage of evolution occurring in the last 30, 40 years, or peaking more in the last 10, 20 years, the integral movement, the integral stages of consciousness, whether it's Wilberian or not. This is the center rectal yellow. So, in this conference, fellow friends, we are going to do an integral conference, reinventing conferencing, but not just in a green way, but in a teal, yellow, integral, centauric way. So this is an integral conference, not only in its title, but its style. What does that mean in the structure? It means that in the morning out is the talk time. So typically between 12 and noon, we are going to share the theories. It's more cognitive, scientific, left brain. Of course, some of the presenters will do some exercises. That's fine, even better. But the focus is the talk. Afternoon hours are designed for experientials, for practice, for right brain. Okay? So evenings are designed to bring this all together and not just bring together the threads of the self, but bring together the community. So in this format where we are all together and doing something together, evenings will be the experientials. Whether it is an easy socializing in the lobby or whether it is some deep dive in the constellation at Friday night, that's going to be very deep, very serious, very beautiful. It's like sacred craziness will come down to earth among us in a very safe and well-led container. But make sure you will be there. And on Saturday evening, we are going to get the whole crowd out with few buses to nature, 7 kilometers, 5 miles from here, where it's only us and the naked Mother Nature with the sky, with 11 bonfires, local food, and local music that you hear never anywhere else but here. And we are going to move and dance around that fire. So we are going to have a deep tribal experience with a number of estimated 500 to 600 folks together. So I think we're going to kind of travel back and forth in the ladder of development, left to right, right to left, on the states of consciousness. Use whatever map you like. But we try to design for you a multiple stage and multiple state experience with the conference. And what is the focus, the thematic focus? We have basically two layers of focus. One is the cosmic layer, allies of evolution. That's true for all of us, regardless of where we are coming from. That's what's happening with us collectively as a humanity. And then we have a regional layer, because we are in Europe, and we are in Hungary within Europe. We will not emphasize too much Hungary, though you will be offered some local experiences. For example, the gulyás soup, which is the kind of emblematic food of the country that we have brought from purple and red times. So if something is left from the tribal era, which was like 1,000 years ago, it's probably the gulyás soup and the way they cook it. We lost most of the purple and red stuff in the last 1,000 years of amber, feudal eras, and now orange, etc. So we'll come back to that. Now I just want to say that a little focus on Hungary, a lot of focus on Europe, because we are in Europe and it's an integral European conference. And of course, non-Europeans will interact, hold the space, reflect, and dialogue with Europe. So we'll make sure that anyone from our precious dear Mother Earth globe will be woven together in this experience. So, is IEC European or global? Is it a European conference or is it a global conference? When we started this conference with my dear friend Dennis Whitrock, where are you, Dennis? Are you here? Hey, give a big hand to Dennis. and with some other friends and with a lot of helpers and colleagues, which I don't have time to name individually, but I would love to, but know that I think all of you with Dennis. But basically, Dennis decided not to take part in an organizational role this time, but a presenter-teacher role and someone who enjoys the conference rather than manages. Managing is also enjoyable, but it's another kind of participation. So he's in a post-IEC phase of development. And Dennis and I have been creating this to set up the European field, to bring out the European integralists from the bushes, because we didn't know each other. We just heard a little bit of connections here, a little bit of, you know, gatherings there, but there was no European platform, and this has become that. And naturally, a lot of people started to come from around the globe. And by now, we are in a transition between being a European and a global conference. If we look, you, the attendees and presenters. So let's have a look at the numbers. In IEC 1 in 2014, we had 496 people from 32 countries. IEC 2 in 16, we had 450 people in from 35 countries, and now we have, I wrote 550, but I got the latest update, 600 from 47 countries today. So let's have a look at this 47. This 47, 30 European, 17 global, so 64% of you is Europeans, and 36% of you is global, non-Europeans, from all kinds of places or continents. Probably we don't have someone from the Antarctica, but if we don't take the southern and northern pole, the rest of the continents, we have you here. We also created, if you look at that wall, the flags of the countries that are here. We created that flag poster, I think, a week ago, so it might not contain all the countries because people even today registered from Japan, for example. So it's kind of filling up even right now. But today's numbers, I asked the registration desk office to look at the numbers and the registrations. This is the number. Now, I keep hearing people come up to me, Ben, so last time we were 200, right? We were 300, right? So the reason why people didn't notice these numbers, for example, this number, because we didn't have a time when all of the people sat in the main hall together. Some people arrived earlier or later, or a few people went out to have a beer while we were so. But we actually at the registration see the total numbers of people who kind of go through the conference. Anyway, numbers, what is numbers? I think numbers are the expression of the third chakra, how big we are, how powerful we are, how strong we are. It's important, but just one aspect, because we have a heart space, and heart space doesn't care about numbers. The heart space cares about quality, depth, and connectedness. So let's go on. So the focus, allies of evolution, and the regional layer, European layer, about which Barbara will tell you more. And so what is your version of integral? Let me give you an invitation. An ally of evolution, emerging integral consciousness, the sixth stage of evolution, where individual differences are celebrated as uniqueness of the self and are connected in a larger collective that heals separation. And have a look at the colors. Individual differences that are emphasized and maximalized in orange modernity, right? We feel so disconnected and so differentiated, are celebrated, are not denied. It's transcended and included and celebrated as uniqueness of the self, which is a green thing to enjoy, to love, and to celebrate the uniqueness of each other. So we need healthy orange, healthy green, and are connected in a larger collective, which leads us to teal, that heals separation. And here I invited the yellow color of spiral dynamics. So basically, a lies of evolution is an invitation to this. And the term comes from the notion that most probably everybody in this room believes that there is evolution, number one. There is evolution. Number two, evolution is going on not only in the physical world, like science has, nature science, but in the consciousness, in the subjective experiential world. So typical integralists believe that there is evolution in the mind, in the psyche, so to say, or in consciousness. And they also believe, integralists, that it has stages. And from that point on, whether it's Wilberian stages or Suzanne Kugreuter stages or Spiral or Torbert or dozens of developmental models or spiritual stages described by the great traditions, it can vary. But what's true for all of us, regardless of which model we use, that this is our common base and that we are passionately not just believing in this or researching this, but enacting this, working for it, trying to translate it, and trying to bring it to the world. So we are the allies of evolution. And this is the invitation that as an allies of evolution, how do you make sense? What is happening? How do you make sense with an evolutionary developmental approach? What is happening? Where are we? Are we in progression or regression today in the world? And what is next? Or maybe you are a critic of Wilber or critic of stage theories altogether. Welcome, share your perspective. Maybe you are offering some alternatives that you think, feel is better or more actual. Maybe you are inspired by integral and you offer some experiential processes. Maybe you are offering us transformation, therapy, spirituality, coaching, organizational change, V-space practices, new technologies, or apps. Whichever you are, welcome in this rich feast of allies of evolution. Welcome at IEC 2018, and please enjoy. Thank you for your attention.
Well, thank you, Benson, to putting up the frame. And I tried to do the same, but in a slightly different way. That means I would like to talk about the moment of time we are in. And the moment of time we are in is not a moment of real comfort. It's a moment of critical events, of critical developments. And just to give you an indication what I mean, I'm preparing a trip with my trainees to Jerusalem in September, and we have a warning from our Ministry of Exterior to go there. The Trump administration and the Netanyahu administration have a very strange getting together, which is sort of creating a turmoil. And this is not only a question which is related to the Middle East, it's a question which is related to us here too. And this feeling of insecurity is not only because of politics, it's because of the climate change, it's because of the process of globalization, and it creates an underflow of insecurity we have to deal with. And if we talk of allies of evolution, I think we have to take this into consideration. Where are we in right now? Just let me make a remark on my English. I'm not native speaking English, as you realize, but take this as an encouragement for all of those who are not native speaking English to speak up. Okay. Okay. Well, what is the challenge for us as allies of evolution in this present moment of time? And I would like to mention 4 points briefly. The first I would like to say is, let's not go for regression. And regression is really taking place, and not only in one country, it's taking place in many, many countries. Hungary is, for instance, a country which is turning in the direction of an autocratic system. The same is happening to Poland. The same is happening, or was the risk, and right now it's somehow kept under control in France with Marie Le Pen. In Britain, it's the EKIP, which was voting very strongly nationalistic. In Italy, it's the Lega Nord, which is very strongly opposing against integration, against acceptance of varieties, etc. So we have, in Germany, we have the AfD. So we have a development in these many European countries which show that the situation is not as it has been and that there is a deterioration process going on. And I think in this situation it's very important that the integralist community, which is small, reaches out. Because there are many people who would like to have a different consciousness. There are many people who want a different evolution as the one which is taking place. But if the so-called integralists keep a closed shop, then this can't work, that we make a bridge between those who are open to a change and those who are already on the process of consciousness change. Hungary, in this respect, has been a well-chosen place, I think, because just Hungary is a place where this conflict is going on. And now I would like to turn to Bence, and this is, I really do appreciate tremendously the work he is doing here in this country with this train of development. He's creating a gathering which is just communicating the opposite, and the Hungarian hospitality will play a very major role in this. So let's give a big hand to Bence. Now my next point is, I would like to come to Europe as a geographical region. Last time when I was here in Hungary, I realized that the Hungarians perceive themselves as being Central Europe. Me, myself, I was brought up in Cold War period. And of course, everything beyond the Iron Curtain was Eastern Europe. So what we perceive as Europe is very different from person to person, from experience, from generation to generation, from the cultural background. We have almost 50 countries in Europe. So if we take a look at this situation in Europe, we can either perceive Europe as the European Union, for instance, or we can perceive it as the geographical area. And the geographical area reaches from the north, the very north, down to Greece, from the east, from the Caucasus, down, to up to the west, to the Atlantic. So it's a huge region. And this region, which is, I think, it's something we should take as a credit, is a bridge between different continents. So there is something which we should take as a positive challenge, I think. So this field of Europe has been for centuries a battlefield. Everybody was fighting against everybody, not to mention only the Germans, but there was fighting between Germans and France, between Poland and Soviet Union or Russia and Germany, between France and Great Britain, between everybody was really fighting for centuries against each other. But the effect of the Second World War and the overcoming of the Cold War was that people in Europe, to its very best, realized that Europe can't survive and can't play this role of bridge without acknowledging the fact that battling against each other doesn't help. But we have to be diplomats, we have to have respect with regard to each other, and we have to be the bridge. So this is the best which we can be in the present moment. On the other hand, this past, which has been given in the transgenerational chain from generation to generation, of course, has a big shadow, and the big shadow is that the fear is coming up again. The fear is coming up that the insecurity and the fighting against each other will come again back to us. So the demand on us as allies of evolution is that we keep up with this idea of peace. If you take into consideration, and then now I come to the third point, if you take into consideration this fact that the traumas have been passed in the transgenerational way, then of course we have to acknowledge that the soul level and the feelings, the emotions, have to be taken into consideration. Without connecting with the soul level, we can't come to a new safety. We can't come to a collaboration. We can't come to co-creation. So if we just remain on the mental, if we just analyze, it won't work. We have to connect to the souls, we have to connect to the emotions, and as we don't know very much about each other, because everyone has a different background, we have to learn to listen and to go together. So this leads me to the last point. Tom Steining, in a recent interview, asked me what allies of evolution are requested now for. And I said, hope. And he answered, well, this is a spiritual notion, hope. Why hope? Every one of us has a mind which is a creator. We are creating reality by our mind. And the way how we shape our mind or master our mind is a very important part in the evolutionary process. And so what I would like to invite us all is to master our mind in the sense that we are able to become peaceful. And I would like to end with a quote of Leonard Cohen. He said, there's a crack in everything, that's where the light comes in. There's a crack in everything, that's where the light comes in. So I invite us as allies of evolution that we are carriers of the light wherever we are. Thank you.